Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, and I'm a certified hypnotherapist and a past mental health specialist. You can find my blog, my new blog, which is on www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. That is your mind, how to use it, yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot, and that's blogspot.com. I did add a new article onto my blog today. It's called The 9 Simple Exercises That You Can Do to Change Any Part of Your Life or to Become Rich, Attract Money, or Add More Money into Your Life. I talked about that 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, on one of the segments here just a couple weeks ago. Last week, the week before, no, 2 weeks ago, we had on here a hypnosis. If you missed the hypnosis that I did, which was 2 weeks ago on the segment, it was Unending, it was on Unending Prosperity. If you missed it, go back and you can hit the play on blogtalkradio.com/ The Power of the Superconscious Mind. You can go back and listen to it. It is very good. And for those that did listen to it and loved it, I thank you and thank you for the comments. You can find my website if you want to find maybe answers to your questions about hypnosis or some more information on hypnosis. Go to the website www.thehypnosisqueen.com/main, M-A-I-N, main, M as in Mary, M-A-I-N, .php. If you go to thehypnosisqueen.com, you will have the opt-in page, and for some reason it's not working to take you into the main website. So put in the website, thehypnosisqueen.com/main.php, and you can go into, the links are all there on the left side, frequently asked questions, testimonies, and that kind of thing. If you would like to get my hypnosis, and I keep getting questions on how do I get my CDs, you can find my CDs on CD Baby. That's CD as in compact disc, baby, B-A-B-Y, .com/artist/ Cheryl J. Savage, and that's spelled CHERYLJSAVAGE. Or you can also go to CD Baby. Now, that will take you to the CDs like Lose Weight, Stop Smoking, General Healing, I think, General Healing of Health Problems, and Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. Also, you can go to cdbaby.com/CD/CJ Savage, and you will find the compact disc on how to become rich and wealthy with the law of attraction with hypnosis. Also, you can find my CDs, an actual bigger selection on Amazon. They're not all on CD Baby. The reason that I like CD Baby is because you can go to cdbaby.com and preview my hypnosis, and any of them that you are interested in, just go to that bottom button at the bottom of the page that says View, and it will bring up all the tracks on that CD, and if you go to the bottom of the list of the tracks, you can preview all of them, or you can click on each individual track, and you can listen to it, so you can get the quality and view, actually preview for free each and every track. If you go onto Amazon, there's a lot bigger selection there, Past Life Regression. There's just a lot more CDs on there. You'll find them also on iTunes. There's a lot of them there. Okay. Today we're going to talk about thinking in a certain way. Why do I bring that up? Because your thoughts are things, and how you think determines your entire life and everything in your world. Okay. I have a question for you. If you were to leave this world, go back home with your Heavenly Father, return back to where you came from, and you meet up with several spiritual beings that have never lived in our world here on this earth, and they were to ask you, they ask you when you return, what was life on earth all about as a human being? Can you just tell us in one word, what is life really all about? Just in one word. And you have to answer it with just one word. Do you know what the answer is? It is attitude. A-T-T-I-T-U-D-E. Attitude. It's all about a certain way of thinking in what kind of a life that you have here on earth, and what you have and or what you do, or what you become. It's all about attitude. Do you remember way back about a year ago in one of my segments, I talked about attitude? I said attitude is everything. And I had found this, I don't know what you call it really, but it is a paper that I have, and I've had it for so many years. There was never an author on it, but I will read it again. Attitude is everything. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than talent. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than facts, than appearance, than successes, than failures, than what other people think or say or do. Attitude, it will make or break a nation, an individual, a team. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing that we can do is play on the one string that we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with us. We are in charge of our attitude. Do you remember I told you it is not what happens to you that is nearly as important as how you react to it or respond or whatever you want to call it. It's not as important what happens to you as how you treat it. Even if something really terrible or horrible happens in your life, you can respond to that. You can think about it. You can dwell on it. You can reflect upon it each and every single day, maybe every hour of every day of every year for your life. And all it will do is it will not do you any good. When something bad happens and you simply recall it over and over, what you're doing is you're reliving it. So it doesn't actually happen once. It happens hundreds of maybe thousands of times to you because every single time that you recall it and remember it and feel it with emotion and live through it all again in your mind, it's just as if it happened all over again. So it's taking up that space in your memory banks, and it's like it's renting your mind. And you're not getting any rent for it. So kick it out. If you have something like that, that you can't, you say, well, you know what, I do, I just like to forget about it, but I can't. No, you're not going to forget about it, but you can start to heal. And with your thinking, if you think a certain way, you can simply start by thinking, I want to let it go. God, help me just to let it go. Help me release it. Let it go. Let me be filled with peace and harmony in my life. You can let it go, and sometimes people do have to be hypnotized to simply let it go and start a healing. In the one hypnosis I do have, which is general healing of health problems, it is a healing too upon not just the body, the physical body, but it's a healing upon the soul, the spirit, the mind. But let it go. Learn to speak it out. Speak through it that you're letting it go and start to heal. And the one way that you start to heal, no matter what happens in your life, and this is really tough for a lot of people, but in order to heal mentally in your thoughts and your thinking, you have to start with forgiveness. You have to forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain, no matter what. That is a tough one for some people to do. But if you have a lot of negative energy built up inside of you over something or someone or something that someone did, then the best thing to do is start to release that negative energy is sit down with a notebook, tablet of paper, and write down everything that comes to mind that you would like to say to that person or about that thing that happened or whatever it is. Just let it all out and write it down as if you're writing them a letter and tell them you want them to know how you feel, everything you thought about it, and then pay very close attention here. Do not stop here. Listen to me carefully. You write it all out, whatever you think, however you feel, everything that comes to mind, but you do not send that letter to them. Do not send it. What it does, it releases that negative energy from your physical body and your mind and your soul, and it's a nice release. But in that, you're going to have to end it with, I forgive you. To err is human, but to forgive is divine. And no matter where you want to go in this world, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to achieve, whatever you want to have, whatever you want to become, you cannot move forward, you cannot evolve when you hang on to grudges and hate and ill will towards anyone or anything. It just doesn't work that way. So if you have a lot of negative emotions built up there, release it by writing it all out on paper, and when you're done with it, throw it away or burn it or just get rid of it, but end it with forgiveness and write it out, I forgive you, and then forgive yourself, because when you're full of hate for anything or ill will or jealousy or whatever the case may be, you're not being good to yourself, because any time that you have negative emotions of any kind like that, hate is very strong. Fear is the worst negative emotion there is, and hate is right underneath that. So every time you have ill will towards anyone, you hate or despise someone or you're jealous of them, whatever the case may be, then it's like you are drinking the poison and hoping that they're the ones that's going to get sick, and it just does not work that way at all. It does not do you any good to have ill will towards anyone. So in order for you to start healing, start moving forward and evolving, to heal you have to forgive. And you know what? If you don't want to forgive, then humor me and just make up your mind, go with me, and do what I tell you here, but just forgive them. Say, let's just forgive them for 60 or 90 days. And tell me if your life does not improve. Forgive anyone and everyone who has ever caused you any harm or pain. Over, let's just go for the next 90 days, 3 months. And then if you choose to pick up that grudge and hate them and, you know, you want to despise them some more, then let's just put it off. Let's postpone it off for at least 90 days. And just humor me here. You need to understand that you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul because you are in control of what you think. And if you continue to have negative thoughts, negative emotions, with negative thoughts come negative emotions, and that is going to bring a sick body. It causes illnesses and sickness. So don't do it. I want to talk about thinking a certain way. It goes back to Wallace Wattles, The Science of Getting Rich, and in there is a chapter on thinking in a certain way. This is to help you to move forward, to have what it is that you want, or be whatever you want to be, or do whatever it is that you want to do, or to achieve whatever goals that you have, but you have to think a certain way. Okay. Remember we talked about visualization in the past. If you did not catch that segment, then go back and listen to the segment. But we talked about forming like mental images in our mind, because when you focus on whatever it is that you want to achieve, whatever you want to do or become or have, then form a mental image in your mind of what it is your goals are, whatever you're trying to achieve. And you have to do that like on a daily basis. And if that's difficult for you, then sit down with a piece of paper. And we talked about goals and how to write your goals and how to achieve those goals. But write down what it is that you want, what it is that you really, 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 really want. Not just what, not a wish and something that everybody wants, but a goal that you really do want, that you have a burning desire for. And write it out, being very specific, what it is that you want with a date. And then make a list, this is very important, to make a list of the reasons that you want this. Whatever comes to mind, just write down the reasons that you really want it. Now, if you have really good, valid reasons there why you want it, then it's a good goal. But if you can't really come up with really good reasons why you want it, then it's nothing more than a mere wish, or it's just a wish. And probably you're not going to achieve it because you really don't have a burning desire to have it. When somebody wants something badly enough, there's a burning desire, which means they think about it all the time. The thoughts never leave it, leave their mind. They might think about it every hour of every day, even if it's only a flash of a thought, because something reminds them that something that they want, they're going to have, and they don't worry about how they're going to get it. They don't wonder how it's going to come, where it's going to come from. They're just striving to have it one way or another. Okay, so we talked about the mental image that you form in your mind towards your goal, and you must form a very clear and definite mental picture of what you want. You cannot transmit an idea unless you have it yourself. You must have it before you can give it. And many people fail to impress thinking substance because they have themselves only a very vague and misty concept of the things that they want to do or to have or to become. It's not enough that you should have a general desire for wealth, quote, to do good with. Everybody has that desire. It's not enough that you should have a wish to travel, see things, live more, etc. Everybody has those desires also. It's not enough that you should have a wish to travel, see things, live more, etc. Everybody has those desires also. If you were going to send a wireless message to a friend, you would not send the letters of the alphabet in their order and let them construct the message for himself, nor would you take words at random from the dictionary. You would send a very coherent sentence, one which meant something. When you try to impress your wants upon substance, remember that it must be done by a coherent statement. You must know what you want and be definite. You can never get rich or start the creative power into action by sending out unformed longings and vague desires. Now, we're talking about from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, which was by Wallace Wattles, which is one of the oldest books ever written, which was the book that started the movie called The Secret, and the books called The Secret, and many other, which the Law of Attraction became the household word, and it's all based back to The Science of Getting Rich, which is basically, it's not about getting rich and having money, it's about living a life of well-being. A healthy, wealthy life, a rich life, having good relationships, having just a good, well-balanced, harmonious life, which is a life of well-being. So go over your desires, just as the man that I have described went over his house, which we talked about the visualization in back in one of the chapters, in chapter 6, I think it is, of the man who wanted a certain house. He visualized it. He described it in his mind in detail, and he ended up with that house. Now, would that be a queer coincidence? You know, some people might say that it might be, but no, because that's how life works. So you just see what you want and get a very clear mental picture of it as you wish it to look when you get it. The clear mental picture you must have continually in your mind. As the sailor has in mind the port toward which he is sailing the ship, you must keep your face toward it all the time. You must no more lose sight of it than the steersman loses sight of the compass. It is not necessary to take exercises in concentration, nor to set apart special times for prayer and affirmation, nor to go into the silence, nor to do occult stunts of any kind. Their things are well enough, but all you need to know what you want. All you need to know is to know what you want and to want it badly enough so that it will stay in your thoughts. When I talk about this, as it stays in your thoughts, that's that burning desire, you know? If you have something you want really, really badly, then it's a burning desire, and it doesn't leave your thoughts. It stays in your mind. You're focused on it all the time. Okay, he says, spend as much of your leisure time as you can in contemplating your picture, but no one needs to take exercises to concentrate his mind on a thing that he really, really wants. It is the things that you do not really care about which require effort to fix your attention upon it. And unless you really want to get rich, so that the desire is so strong enough to hold your thoughts directed to the purpose as the magnetic pole holds the needle of the compass, it will hardly be worthwhile for you to even try to carry out the instructions given in this book. The methods herein set forth are for people whose desire for riches is strong enough to overcome mental laziness and the love of ease and make them work. The more clear and definite you make your picture then, and the more you dwell upon it, bringing out all its delightful details, the stronger your desire will be. And the stronger your desire, the easier it will be to hold your mind fixed upon the picture of what it is that you really want. Something more is necessary, however, than merely to see the picture clearly. If that is all you do, you are only a dreamer and will have little power or no power for this accomplishment. Behind your clear vision must be the purpose to realize it and to bring it out in tangible expression. Remember I told you, if you can't really figure out, when we talked about goals in the past, if you can't figure out what it is that you really, really want, then start writing down on paper everything that you want, a list of your goals. But under each goal, write a list of reasons why you want it. And you're going to find that some of those things that you thought you want was just nothing more than a mere wish, because when you go to put the reasons down why you want it, you don't really have any really good reasons. So you don't really want that badly. And that's not a priority, at least not at this time. So when you come up with, when you do this, you're going to come up with, say, one, two, or three really strong goals, strong desires, things that you do really want badly that you think about all the time. Okay, get off on a tangent here. And once again, Wallace Waddell says, and behind this purpose must be an invincible and unwavering faith that this thing is already yours, that it is at hand, and that you have only to take possession of it. In other words, you're going to believe it. Remember, what the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. And I will tell you that again, because it doesn't make any difference what it is, no matter what it is, no matter what. You know, for the teacher that wanted to go to the moon, she wouldn't give it up. She had a burning desire to go to the moon. A burning desire, and she would not give it up. And she was just a school teacher. Was her chances of getting to the moon really realistic? Well, most people would have said, and almost everyone said, that's not ever going to happen. But she believed it. In her mind, she conceived it, and she believed it. She believed she'd go to the moon. She dreamed about going to the moon. She believed she would get there one way, somehow, one way or another, and then one day the opportunity, actually they took just a lay person from this world to have the opportunity to go, and she got picked. And there's a reason she got picked, because she attracted that into her life. The universe made it happen. You know, you have to worry about how you're going to achieve something, where the money's going to come from, so you can have it. It doesn't matter. If you focus on it and you have a true burning desire to have it or do it or become it, it's going to happen. People will come magically into your life and help you. So it's not enough just to be a dreamer and just focus on it and visualize a very clear picture of it. There's more to it than that. Behind the purpose, there's going to be an invincible and unwavering faith that the thing is already yours, that it is at hand, and that you have only to take possession of it. Live in the new house mentally until it takes form around you physically. And my daughter did that. She planned the house. It took her really several years to plan the house, but she had to work out all the details mentally in her mind. And when she did get a very, very clear vision, she started becoming very excited about it. Then she started taking physical steps forward into achieving that house. She picked out the builder and then looked at the builder's homes and then made more details and started picking out the materials and so on and so forth. And she had absolutely no clue how they were going to afford the house that she was visualizing and planning, but it happened. It came forward, and they're living in that house today. So live in the new house mentally until it takes form around you physically. Now, whether it's a house or a new car or to become a superstar singer or country western singer or, you know, to be that president of the bank, whatever it is, your goals, or to have that vacation home, or to have a very well-balanced, harmonious family. In the mental realm, enter at once into full enjoyment of the things that you want. And Jesus said, whatsoever things ye ask for when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now, the Bible is full of parables, which a lot of people don't realize. And so you don't take a lot of the things in the Bible at face value in the exact words. But Jesus said, whatsoever things ye ask for when you pray, and every word that you speak and say is a prayer, believe that you receive them. When you believe it, you mentally see it, feel it, think it, everything, and ye shall have them. And that is a fact. That is universal law. That is the law of attraction. See the things that you want as if they were actually around you all the time. See yourself as owning and using them. Make use of them in imagination just as you will use them when they are your tangible possessions. Dwell upon your mental picture until it is clear and distinct. And then take the mental attitude of ownership toward everything in that picture. Did you understand that? Dwell upon your mental picture until it is clear and distinct. And then take the mental attitude of ownership toward everything in that picture. Take possession of it in mind, in the full faith that it is actually yours. Hold to this mental ownership. Do not waver for an instant in the faith that it is real. Do not doubt yourself. Don't tell yourself, oh, I can't have that. I'm not worthy of it. If you really want something, you have a burning desire to have it. You can create that burning desire by listing the reasons why it is that you want it. When you write out your goals, what it is that you want to achieve or have or do or be, write it all the reasons you want it. And you'll find that you may even want it even more than you realized. Or you may decide that you don't want it at all. But when you do this, you're actually going to act upon it emotionally. When you visualize it, feel as if you already have it, or have become it, or have achieved it, whatever the case may be. But feel and act and go through the emotions as if you've already achieved that goal. And remember what was said when we talked about in previous segments about gratitude. You're to be as thankful for it all the time as you expect to be when it has taken form. Being grateful or being thankful for anything that you have means that when you're thankful, it expands and the universe will bring you more of it. But being thankful, you need to appreciate every little thing that people do for you, no matter how small it is, no matter what you receive, any blessing, no matter how small or how big, be thankful, be grateful all the time. Be grateful for everything, every little blessing, no matter how small. When you are grateful for the blessings, no matter how small, you're going to find that those blessings are going to pour in, and they're going to keep pouring in, and they're just going to become more and bigger and better all the time. You know, when was the last time that you were actually thankful, even when somebody did something really small, just maybe open a door for you, or telling you that you look nice, or they like your new shoes? Did you say thank you? Were you grateful that you got the compliment? Being thankful is really, really important. The man who can sincerely thank God for the things which has yet he owns only in imagination has real faith. The man who can sincerely thank God for the things which as yet he owns, he doesn't own them yet, he's already thanking God for the things he has not yet owned, but he thanks him in only in imagination, has real faith. And with faith, you know what comes is your desires. He will get rich. He will cause the creation of whatsoever he wants. You do not need to pray repeatedly for things you want. It is not necessary to tell God about it every day. Use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, said Jesus, said to his pupils, for your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things before ye ask him. Your part is to intelligently formulate your desire for the things which make for a larger life, and to get these desires arranged into a coherent whole, and then to impress this whole desire upon the formless substance which has the power and the will to bring you what you want. You do not make this impression by repeating strings of words. You make it by holding the vision with unshakable purpose to attain it, and with steadfast faith that you can, that you do attain it. The answer to prayer is not according to your faith while you're talking, but according to your faith while you are working. You cannot impress the mind of God by having a special Sabbath day set apart to tell him what you want, and the forgetting him during the rest of the week. You cannot impress him by having special hours to go into your closet and pray, if you then dismiss the matter from your mind until the hour of prayer comes again. Oral prayer is well enough and has its effect, especially upon yourself, in clarifying your vision and strengthening your faith. But it is not your oral petitions which get you what you want. In order to get rich, you do not need a sweet hour prayer, as they say. You need to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing, that means nonstop. And by prayer, I mean holding steadily to your vision with the purpose to cause its creation into solid form and the faith that you are doing so. I'm going to say that last sentence again. And by prayer, I mean holding steadily to your vision with the purpose to cause its creation into solid form and the faith that you are doing so. Quote, believe that ye receive them. When you believe it, you're going to feel it with emotion, which makes it so much stronger. It goes out into the universe. Hold that vision, feel it with emotion. It goes out into the universe, and the universe will bring it back to you. The whole matter turns on receiving. Once you have clearly formed your vision, when you have formed it, it is well to make an oral statement, addressing the Supreme in reverent prayer, and from that moment, you must in mind receive what you ask for. Live in the new house, wear the fine clothes, ride in the automobile, go on a journey, and confidently plan for greater journeys. Think and speak of all the things that you have asked for in terms of actual present ownership. Think and speak of all the things you have asked for in terms of actual present ownership. Imagine an environment and a financial condition exactly as you want them, and live all the time in that imaginary environment and financial condition. Mind, however, that you do not do this as a mere dreamer and castle builder. Hold to the faith that the imaginary is being realized, the imagery is being realized, and to the purpose to realize it. You cannot say, I am buying a new car. I will have a new car this year, and you hold it steadfast in your mind. You pick it out. You even drive it. You imagine what it smells like, feels like, drives like, and so on, and then turn around the next day and go, I'm never going to get a new car because I can't afford it. And if you accidentally do say something like that, then say, that's not really true. You know what? I will have my car. I have it. I have it picked out. I am an owner of the new whatever it is, buy, and you have a certain date. But imagine it, feel it, dream it, think about it, feel it with emotion, and it will come to be somehow, some way, one way or another. But what you don't do is you don't say, I can't. Because when you use that phrase, I can't, Paul Scheel says, give up the phrase, quote, I can't, which is the most powerful force of negation in the human psyche. You're not going to achieve very much using that phrase, I can't. It's an extremely powerful negative phrase, and it just destroys all the good that you're working for, that you're trying to achieve, have, do, or be. Using that phrase, I can't, I can't, I can't, will get you nowhere. You have to believe in yourself. And to believe in yourself, if you cannot be the master of your fate and you cannot be the captain of your soul because you cannot get control of what it is that you think, then I would strongly advise you and suggest that you can do it with repetition, because even if you don't believe something, I don't care if it's your health and you have poor health and you say over and over, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. And you say that over and over and over. And you, with repetition, you can trick the physical mind into believing something that is not true or was not once true because you have poor health. And if you repeat that constantly until you're saying it, it just takes control of your idle thoughts. And you might wake up saying that phrase. But what happens, it will trick the subconscious mind into believing it. And when that subconscious, that superconscious mind, which has its own intelligence in every single cell of your being, starts believing that, the body starts healing miraculously, you know, quickly. People can't explain it, but you can trick the body into healing even if you don't believe it. If you cannot do that, and one of the things I suggest is if you cannot use affirmations to make changes, then the hypnosis, by listening to the hypnosis repeatedly, you go right into that superconscious mind, getting into the each intelligence, into every cell of the being. You can change your thinking. Your thinking is basically starts with a physical thought, and when somebody believes it, it doesn't mean there's what it is. Once you believe it, it comes to be, no matter what it is. So, I've had people with such poor health that they've been given the death sentence, and each and every person that was given the death sentence that used hypnosis to heal their body, then they started believing that they were healing, even if the doctor says, no way. They did heal, and their body did recover miraculously, and they healed completely. So there is so much incredible power there. Now, the one thing that is that one of the biggest problems with the majority of people in this world, in this life, is that there are people who drive around in their cars with these rear view mirrors that's much larger than their windshield. And I know some of you are thinking, huh? What are you talking about? Rear view mirrors are only so big. Well, that's a metaphor. And what it means is it's an analogy of someone who cannot see where they're going because their rear view mirror is so large that basically they're looking constantly at the past, basing everything on past experience, on past memory, on a past person that was in their past that said, oh no, you're no good, you can't do that, or whatever. And so their rearview mirror is so large, they really can't see where they're going because everything is based on the past. So if you have one of those rearview mirrors that is so large you cannot see where you're going, take it down. That's a decision. Decide what it is that you want. Write it down. Be very specific with dates, details. Write the reasons that you can think of why you want it, and then write down the reasons why you believe you can have it or do it. And start moving forward physically towards achieving it. Whatever it is, just move forward. In your mind, think and feel and believe as if you've already achieved it, and move forward. You can do or have anything you want, anything. If only you believe with sufficient conviction and act in accordance with your faith. For whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. That was written by Napoleon Hill. It is 45 minutes, and we're going to have to stop early. I'm going to have to break off early today. We are celebrating. I'm going to a birthday dinner party, which is for my 83-year-old mother. And I do not want to be late. So I'm going to cut you short. I will be back on here. I will see you, talk to you next week. And next week, if you would like to call in, if you have questions, we will do that next week. And I thank you for joining me. If you have any questions, comments, please email me at thehypnosisqueen. That's THEHYPNOSISQUEEN at AOL. You can send me questions or comments to my email address. You can find me on Facebook. I am now actually forming a new, what they call this, the Facebook fan page, which they took off the fan, become a fan, and turn it into a like. So I invite you to go to my Facebook fan page. And when you go on there, you can go to C period J period Savage, S-A-V-A-G-E, Hypnosis, H-Y-P-N-O-S-I-S, and you will find me. I ask that you join my fan page. Also, check out my blog at yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. And I will talk to you next week. And thank you for joining me.